You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Good morning. The time now, 7:01 live on this Thursday morning. Paul Esposito with you. You have tuned into WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join us here today. And I was thinking today, my sermon from last week just ended yesterday, and I'm thinking, Lord, what should I do today? I don't have anything prepared here for today. We're in a study on 2 Thessalonians in between sermons and Matthew. And the Lord said to me, He said, I know. Why don't you talk about love today? It is Valentine's Day. And I said, you know, I think that's a really good idea. Of course, if the idea comes from God, you know it's a great idea. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Happy Valentine's Day to my wife, Carol. I love you so much. I'm so grateful to God for you. And God bless everyone out there, my friends, my church family that's tuned in, all of you, my extended family that's tuned in here today. Let's talk a little bit about love this morning. There's a lot to it. When you read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 35, says this, then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, saying, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? So Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. In other words, you get these two right and you'll be doing okay. The first comes out of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, the Shema. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, all your mind, all your strength, all that you have. You should love. Love God. And he didn't ask him what's the second greatest commandment, but he threw that in anyway, in case you were wondering if there's more to it than that. And he says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two hang, like a coat hanger, all the law and the prophets. In other words, if you get these two things right, love God with all your heart, love your neighbor as yourself, you'll get it all right. If you love God, then you'll love the things that God loves. Like your spouse, you'll love the things that your wife loves. You probably hate the things that your wife hates, especially though with Almighty God. And I've been thinking about the church. And that is, what's the evidence, even the evidence of your salvation? Some people say the evidence of your salvation is speaking in another language. Others say it's other things. I'm not here to argue with that. I'm here to tell you, though, what the Word of God says. Listen to this. John chapter 13, verse 35, it says, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, that you love one another. It's all based on love. Your whole faith. On these two hang all the law and the prophets. Love God. Love your neighbor like yourself. So John 13:35 also 1 John 3:14 says this. It says, by this we know we've passed from death unto life, that we love the brethren. No more important thing than that. You love God with all of you, every fiber of your being. Love God. Put him first. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. Think about how much you love yourself. Love your neighbor as much. And then this should be in the statement of faith. This should be pasted into the hymnal in every church around the world. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, Jesus said, that you love one another. And by this, we know we pass from death to life is that we love the brethren. You know, sometimes people come into my office or they want to have marriage counseling. And my marriage counseling lasts 5 minutes. Because if you do what it says with the 5 minutes that you and I are going to sit down and talk, 5 minutes, if you do what it says in this text, you will have a great marriage. And we go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. And I'm speaking to all men, and I'm speaking to all men here today on this Valentine's Day. Hear me, men. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. There's your job today, and not just today, but February 15th as well, and the 16th, and every other day. Love your wives like Christ loved the church. Think about that. Any and every man that is obedient to that, that'll love their wife the same way that Jesus loved the church, will have a wife. That sounds like Adrian Rogers now, right? Will have a wife that would be thrilled to obey their husbands and allow their husbands to be the spiritual leader of the family and to lead them and guide them. Any husband that'll love his wife this way. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but I have not love, I become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith so that I could move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely. Love does not seek its own. Love is not provoked. Love thinks no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. And that's my message to you here today, to all you men out there and to everyone else. To men, I just want to speak to you men here this morning. I encourage you, love on your wives today. Take some time, love on your wives. Where would you be without your wife? Think about it. I can only imagine where I would be. Me personally, with my own testimony, after my wife passed away 3 years ago and God put Carol into my life, I do not know where I would be without my wife and God putting her in my life. I'm so grateful for her. Men, I encourage you here today, love your wives like Christ loved the church. Forgive. Move on. Dote on your wife. Take her out somewhere today. Love, but not just today, but every day. Love your wife like Christ loved the church. And for all of you women out there as well, too, love your husbands. Forgive them for letting you down, for being human, for missing the mark, for not living up maybe to expectations sometimes, or being childish at other times. This is what defines us as Christians. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Put God first. Women, men, put God first in your life. Number two, love your neighbor the same way as you love yourself. Husbands, love your wives the same way that Jesus loved the church. That's a mighty call. And that's a five-minute long marriage counseling. Men, do this. Love your wives the same way that Jesus Christ loved the church, and you'll be okay. Women, honor your husbands. Love your husbands. Stick with them. And that's my message here today. I just want to say happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there, and God bless. Have a wonderful day here today. We'd love to see you out of church. I invite you out to church this weekend. We're in Matthew chapter 3. The church that I pastor is Island Community. We're located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We're looking at John the Baptist will be on the scene here this week as we're going verse by verse through the Gospel of Matthew. And love to see you here this weekend. And again, everyone out there, God bless you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.